You are listening to R&IB Connect Radio, and we talk a lot about getting into sports and activity. And it doesn't have to just be football and cricket that can get you active and get you socialising. It can be something like dance. And one group in particular that focuses on bringing South Asian blind and partially sighted women together for a little bit of a boogie is Dance Dosti. And joining me today to talk about her experience is Kinari Patel, who has been part of the group from the beginning when they started online during lockdown and is looking forward to their first ever face-to-face sessions next month. Thank you so much for joining me, Kinari. So did you ever do any dance before you joined this group?
You know what? When I was young, my mum really wanted to get me into dancing. It was something she had a massive dream of. And she put me into dance classes, and it was very stringent. It was very regulated, and there was just structure, and it wasn't accessible. It wasn't designed for someone that had a visual impairment. It was the teacher at the front of the class, and then you had rows of students who learned from the teacher. It was very, very old school. And I mean, when I'm talking about this, I'm talking about maybe early 2000s, and that kind of put me off dance. But I loved dance as a mode of expressing myself, and you know, throughout 2019 I loved going to weddings and just enjoying the dance floor. That really made me think, you know, what's out there that is accessible, that is you know, VI friendly. And I came across Step Change and the work Rashmi, the founder, does, that combined with Metro Blind Sports and creating Dance Dosti. It was my first true flavor of accessible dancing, and it was beautiful. It was just having that moment of actually, you know, you don't have to be a certain way, you can enjoy dance in any form, and it's really accessible. So
that's really lovely to hear that this has been such a positive experience. What do you love about it so much? Is it just the freedom of just dancing and not worrying about what you look like or whether you're doing the moves right, but just enjoying yourself and being active?
I think it's more about learning. There's so many different dance forms, and each form is helping you express your emotions in a different manner, right? And especially with Bollywood dancing, it's the happy song, slow song, different forms of dance with different types of music. And it's just having that ability of, you know, learning different dance forms, but it being really accessible. Someone like Audrey describing the moves to you and how you need to do it, rather than, you know, as I said, being in a classroom at someone at the front trying to teach you something, you can't see what they're doing.
Have you got a favourite dance move or dance routine that you've learned while at Dance Dosti?
I am in love with their Latin dance sessions. So I've been using the online platform quite a bit, and it's something you use to relax in downtown. I love salsa as well. So it's that ethnic kind of blend that goes on there with the dance form and the music, and the beats is quite fast paced. But even just learning different Bollywood moves and Bollywood's dance routines as well, it's really beautiful.
Are you ready to whip them out at the next wedding?
Yes, cannot wait. You know, dance floors are now legally allowed, so get my boogie back on.
That's what we like to hear. How important do you think it is? I mean, it's so important, sports and activity, to appeal to people from all different kinds of backgrounds. Do you think that that might be one of the reasons why Dance Dosti has been so popular, is because it's reached out to blind and partially sighted women from the South Asian community?
I think yes, especially because it's accessible in different languages and different formats as well. So it's not just accessible to people with visual impairments, but it's also got two forms of tutorials. So you've got sitting and standing, so it's accessible for people in wheelchairs. So, you know, the website itself is accessible in the sense of it's access friendly. It's got dyslexia functionality as well as just different ways of changing things, so it's easier for people with visual impairments. But then it's also got the cultural element to it as well, where they've got recordings in Hindi, in Gujarati, in English, and in Bengali as well. So people who, their English might not be their first language, can also really utilize this as a means of getting to that niche where it's just there wasn't anything like that before for us.
It's not just about being active though, is it, through dance and through these different groups that you can get involved in? It's about sort of the social side of it as well, especially through lockdown. How did you find socializing through these online sessions while being sort of at home but still feeling like you're part of a group?
It was really good. You had that interaction, you had that connectivity. We had there were a few Zoom sessions as well, Zoom dance classes. That was really, it just helps you feel like you're part of a community, and you end up connecting with certain people that become friends, that like family.
Are you excited for the first face-to-face session then?
I am indeed. It's going to be invigorating, I think. It's just that feeling of, being having human contact again and not having to do things virtually. But it's just different when you're in person and you're listening to people. But I mean, with how everything has gone digital, the online platform is great. And I think in-person classes on top is just like the cherry on top of the cake.
Where can people find out more if they're listening and they sound this, they think, oh, that's a little bit of me. I'd quite like to do a bit of that. Where can they find out more about Dance Dusty and get involved?
Just go onto the website, www.dancedusty.com, and you can register on there, and everything else can follow through from there. So,
Perfect. Thank you so much for speaking with us today. I really appreciate your time.
thank you for having me.